Should all go to plan, the Beachcombers TV show's Persephone will perch on the hill overlooking the waters it once plied. The town of Gibsons launched a fundraising campaign in October, seeking public support to restore the legendary boat and unveiled a plan for a display structure on municipal lands below the visitor's center. Restoration work for the boat, which was removed from Five Corners in 2021, continues at the Public Works Yard, Gibson's Chief Administrative Officer Emmanuel Machado, said in an update to Council November 19. We've had tremendous support from local businesses and individuals that have donated materials and time, he said, acknowledging Andrew Wood of Spanny Developments Limited, who has led a lot of the work, and Count David Kroll, who provided knowledge of the boat's details. So far, the project has received just over $7,800 in public donations and $25,000 in corporate donations. Staff have also applied for a provincial grant and are looking into other funding. Consultant Ricardo Mondragon presented council with site plans, which include an open-air shelter and three landing design with ramps that tie in, not only the boat's scenic surrounds, but its beachcomber's history. Mondragon enthused that the location showcases the Persephone while creating a potential accessible pathway to connect to the museum. The plan is also to minimize foundation size, in light of building on top of the aquifer. Machado said they've been working with consultants to understand the aquifer cap, its depths, and from there determine how deep pilings can go. Kroll said he was concerned the design doesn't offer the boat sufficient protection. I've assumed that the current restoration is to make it much more resilient to weather, said Mayor Silas White, who added he likes the outdoor accessibility of the site. I think it's really important that it be easily accessible to people walking by and people visiting and not behind closed doors. The structure is meant to protect the boat the vast majority of the time from rain and sun, said Machado. While an enclosed structure would be ideal for the boat's protection, cost-wise it would be a very different scale of project. The boat should be able to get wet, even on winter days with sideways rain. It's as protected as we can make it, with good quality materials, said Machado. Count Stafford Lumley said he really likes the design. It can be seen from several different locations. It can be seen from the water. It can be seen from the walkway, he said and added, I'm not sure this is a boat or a prop, because if it's a boat. I mean, there's boats going out every day, fishing on the water. He also said hopefully there's a maintenance plan in place. Count Christy Thompson echoed her councilmate's pleasure with the design, pointing out plantings as designed would be a deterrent for people tempted to climb on the boat. To which Mondragon added, it also eliminates the need for a handrail. Addressing the elephant in the Persephone discussion, the $775,000 price tag, White asked if there's scalability to the project, should not all the grants come through, or if the project has to wait until the money is all secured. Staff will do their best to collect as much grant funding as possible, but even in that scenario, it's likely the town will need to consider some contribution, said Machado. They're confident they have the funds and commitments to restore the boat, he expressed, and a lot of the landscaping work and ramps they could do. It's the structure itself and engineering and design that are the pricier elements of the project. However, it would be a bit of a missed opportunity if we weren't able to place the cover, said Machado. Obviously, it all goes together, but we could phase it in some form, if necessary. Lumley also raised the option of potential developer community amenity contributions going toward the project.